Okay, so NH Exit's Russell Canning from the NH Exit podcast and nhexit.org has requested that I read a post sort of into the record as a sort of podcast, a post that I have made on forum.shiresociety.com regarding New Hampshire independence legislation, which may be moving forward. Quote, NH, beleaguered radio hosts offer to underwrite secession drive. General discussion. Ridley Report. That's me. I'm Ridley. Dave Ridley. Okay. Quote, there are a series of steps that I have for some time felt would likely be most appropriate for moving New Hampshire independence forward. I have not taken them because of ethical constraints related to the issue of submitting things to the legislature. If you ask a rep to submit a bill or resolution, that is thought to cost about $2,000 of taxpayer money. Since I can't afford to personally reimburse taxpayers or the state government, it has been a matter of waiting until one or more people step forward and volunteer to do that part. Such a development, especially if it happens without me going out on a limb to fundraise, would also indicate that the time for independence legislation is closer to being ripe. It would indicate things are beginning to happen by themselves, without any individual needing to overextend herself. Last night, it happened. And as expected, it was unexpected. During a call to Free Talk Live, I mentioned the above in passing, and in response, two hosts, Aria DeMezzo, which may be pronounced DeMezzo, and Ian Freeman, publicly volunteered to fund the reimbursement of taxpayers in some form or fashion. Despite, or perhaps because of, all the physical terror and financial loss Washington has inflicted on them, these two crypto sixers have taken without pause this decision. They have chosen to help strike back at the root at their own expense. Some steps may need to be taken to firm up or clarify their commitments, but these are not unreliable people, and their representations are appreciated. A complete public agreement will likely be reached, and perhaps for the first time in New Hampshire history, the taxpayers can be spared the cost of a legislative proposal. As I understand it, there are roughly four alternative options by which we could engage, deploy the legislature. All four would probably start with me approaching a number of state reps and asking them to submit something for a vote. Just need one to say yes. Option number one. The simplest option would be a House and or Senate resolution. This is so simple, I've already written a draft version myself. Subquote, we, the undersigned members of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, do call upon the federal government of the United States to leave New Hampshire, that it may begin governing itself as a friendly, independent nation. Unsubquote. The advantages of this option are that it is probably the hardest one to screw up, and is probably still enough of a move forward to generate buzz and put New Hampshire in roughly the number two spot. By that I mean we'd be the state which is second furthest along the independence highway. A significant and potentially life-saving achievement. It also possibly takes an approach that has not been taken much before by calling on them to leave us rather than us to leave them. At a time when they are leaving Afghanistan, this might provide a new path for small entries to trot away from big ones. The disadvantages in this are that it would be non-binding, would not go to a vote of the general public, and would not begin addressing the details of our independence. Option number two, the second option, maybe, would be a constitutional amendment, perhaps reading very roughly as follows. All provisions of the New Hampshire Constitution and all New Hampshire state laws empowering federal rule over New Hampshire are nullified. New Hampshire declares itself an independent nation. Unsubquote. The advantages of this option are it eventually could go to a vote of the general public. It might help get around the problems a law would have, i.e. presumably it could not be trumped by the Constitution or overruled by the NH Supreme Court. The disadvantages are It requires a yes vote from two-thirds of those voting, possibly including all the politicians it would have to go through before getting to that ballot. I'm not sure it could be done this way. Can a constitutional amendment worded along these lines overrule a law or a constitutional provision that preceded it? Or would some other complex series of constitutionalisms and repeals have to be undertaken to avoid failure? Option number three, the third, slightly more complex option, would be legislation creating a study committee to make recommendations regarding the most effective and expeditious method by which New Hampshire may attain the status of an independent republic on friendly terms with the United States. The advantages of this option are, we have a roadmap and stateside precedent in the form of Texas Secession Study Committee legislation, 87 RHB 1359. Next, the committee would be inclusive of our ideological adversaries, allowing them and their allies to expose their allowing them exposure to their own nascent concerns about Washington. It would see problems and maybe solutions that you and I don't. It could provide a lot more knowledge regarding the nuts and bolts of how independence could be done. The disadvantages of his option are, the study committee would probably not come into existence at all on the first try. I think it would require a majority vote of the whole House and maybe Senate. Voting on a leave in H resolution might be more interesting to the public than voting on a study committee. It would require a lot more care and feeding of the watchdog variety over perhaps years. It might be non-inclusive of our ideological allies. It might get nowhere, as committees tend to do. Option number four. The fourth, probably most complete option, would be legislation along the lines that State Rep. Caleb Dyer was proposing around 2017. A package of legislation and or constitutional amendments, which, taken together, would repeal all of the legislative or constitutional provisions which enable federal rule over NH. I do not understand this option well enough to articulate its advantages or disadvantages. However, we do know that when Dyer started down this path, it came to nothing. He achieved angry pushback and grief without so much as a committee hearing or a major media article I'm aware of. On the other hand, it might not be appropriate to dismiss what amounted to his initial best judgment as a libertarian legislator closer to the scene than most of us are. All of the options above, except perhaps number four, would, I think, be guaranteed committee hearings, committee votes, and votes of at least the full House, so long as one state rep submits it, does not withdraw it, and orders it removed from the consent calendar before the general vote. A couple of observations from successful secessionists have guided this post. One of the Quebecois activists pointed out that merely having a vote on Quebec independence was a big success, and he's right. Quebec has wrung all kinds of concessions out of the Canadian central government. The Texas Nationalists had impressive success just by getting legislation to a committee that killed it. They made this real and did it with charm and style. So, there is a case to be made that just taking one step forward is the most important thing. For me, I guess that one most important step, is getting something in front of a committee and hopefully on some front pages. We should also bear in mind the importance of timing. NH independence probably will happen, but it will most likely not be up to us. The central government will make it happen by doing something terrible that puts the public in a desperate state or on our side. Historically speaking, modern state secessions tend to go from very unlikely to very likely in a very short period of time. Look how far Slovenia and Estonia were from independence in 1985, but they were independent 6 years later. The hyperinflation which preceded their independence is probably coming to us as well, but perhaps not in 2022. Perhaps we're early and should bear that in mind. On the other hand, we are at a moment where there is a GOP legislature and a Dem FedGov. That will help, And it would be reasonable to expect that things only align that way about once every 10 years. Lastly, speaking of Estonia, independence came when the Moscow government officially agreed to it. That is one path perhaps we do have open, focusing on Washington's disposition toward NH rather than NH's disposition toward Washington. So, now that I have probably sealed my eventual fate by moving forward with this proposal good for NH but unhealthy to its proposer, which of these options do you think is best and why? What options and miswordings do you see that I have not seen? Is there an option number 5? Here is background of the issue, a background discussion of the issue. Link. All right, so let's see. What else is there to add? Unquote, I should say. What is there to add? Let's see, I'm checking something. Let's see how long this is. Okay, I have no way of reaching 20 minutes with this podcast, so I'm just going to go ahead and end it. There's not much to add, except that this post, as of 3 days later, has about, 9 replies, about 3 of which are from me, and is under discussion in quite a few other places besides Shire Society forums. You can find more about it at the NH Exit Telegram group, for example, or nhexit.com, which is the Facebook group. And of course, there is always Russell Canning's reliable nhexit.org, which is more of a podcast and a collection of links.